Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. We're back at it in the dating pool right here in Madtown, which is very popular.
That's right. It's hard to get a date. I've been trying for about a month now. Still can't get a date. That's why we're here with Olivia this morning. Olivia, how you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
We are good.
We're all right.
All right, honey. So tell us, you're having a dating issue with a guy by the name of Mike. What happened on your date?
Okay, so like Mike and I met at, in class. We both go to UW-Madison.
Nice.
And so we decided to go out to watch the Badger game. And we went to the Coliseum bar. And, you know, while we were being there, I was just being a little playful after a few drinks and everything. And, and I mean, he didn't seem to mind me playing with him. And I thought everything was going well. And then next thing you know, I don't hear from him anymore. And, like, he avoids me in class and we don't talk. And
weird.
I don't know.
How long has it been since you guys talked, like, since the date and everything transpired?
Maybe, like, 2 weeks.
Oh, wow. He's playing the cold shoulder game.
Yeah. She said she was playing with him, Shady.
Right. Now, when you you're saying playing with him, you mean, like, just, like, playful, like, flirty, like, touching kind of things like that, right?
Yeah. I'm a very touchy-feely person, so, like, just touching him, you know, just playing around.
Got the affection thing going. That's good.
I like that.
Right. I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, you can't think of anything, like, maybe you said something that offended him, or maybe, do you look like the way you look in your
social... I didn't do anything.
Okay.
Okay, well.
All right, well, let's not wait any longer. Are you ready? We're going to call him.
Yes, please.
Okay, here we go.
Hello.
Hi, is this Mike?
Yeah, this is Mike.
Hi, Mike. This is Arnie's Pizza Place. You ordered a pizza last night, a big pizza pie. No, I'm just kidding. This is Shady and Krista from Krista in the Morning Rush. That joke missed. We are doing our lovely second date update. Mike, we've taken a personal interest in your love life. You went on a date with Olivia. You remember? Mm-hmm. Met in class. Went to the Coliseum. Saw a Badger game. I'll touch a feely, and now you're not getting back to her. What's going on?
You guys are radio station calling me about a date?
Yeah, yes, honey.
That's exactly what's happening.
Good Olivia, morning. You sit in class with her? Well, you don't sit by her anymore. You're avoiding her.
That's right. What's going on, man?
Okay. I did go on a date with Olivia.
Yeah.
Like, what did she tell you guys?
She told us that, you know, it was a good time and that she was flirting with you and having a good time. She's a little touchy feely, and everything she thought went great. And then, for some reason, it's been 2 weeks and you've moved in class. I've heard you gone to the back of the classroom to avoid her as long as not, you know, answering her calls or texts. So we're going to
So tell us, what is going on, my man? We want to know why you're ghosting her.
Okay. Well, I mean, this is kind of weird, but, I mean, to be honest, I mean, she said what? She's touchy-feely? Is that what she said?
Yes, those are the exact words that she used.
Yeah, touchy-feely. Well, I would use more aggressively physical. Is it more accurate way of describing that? I mean, we were at the bar, and I was grabbing some drinks, and, you know, what started off as, like, just kind of like a light squeeze in the butt sort of turned into, like, a consistent... a vice grip on my butt and just like squeezing and squeezing, and it was just very uncomfortable. I've never had anyone flirt with me like that. Actually, like when I came home, I actually had like a bruise.
Really? Does she have nails?
Yeah,
does she have like the nail marks in your butt cheeks?
Yeah.
Oh,
wow. Yeah. They kind of hurt when I sat down.
Sure.
So like straight over the top. And if she's like that aggressive, like on a first date, I really am not really trying to find out what a second or a fifth date.
Honestly, she kind of actually sounds up Shady's lane. You like the aggressive women.
I like the aggressive women, but you know, I don't.
I mean,
I don't partake in listeners.
Date, I mean, that's a little different. I don't know.
Yeah.
Again, That's not my.
Yeah. Well, let's just ask her because she's been listening the entire time. You know, I'm really curious, girl. Are you just so enthralled with him and his butt cheeks you just have to grab it? Sometimes you just see it and you have to grab it.
You
Shady.
Like his rump?
He has the cutest butt.
That's right.
It's just so like round and little, and it's just nice. But
you hear that, Mike?
I've been grabbing you hard.
You got a cute butt, Mike.
You don't just grab someone's butt and
why not
hold it and not like
hold
go
it? Come on now.
It hurts.
Aww. Well, listen.
Well, first of all, you were there together, so yeah. Everyone needed to know that. And second of all, I wasn't even holding it tight. I was just holding it.
Mike. Yeah.
It felt so good.
Come on now. She oh just God, thought you had a cute her. Butt.
Aww. Well, maybe she's more, you know, like the Red Room type of stuff, and that's not his, like his thing. He
I'm
likes,
talking about
you
leather
know,
and lace.
Traditional
so,
type stuff.
Mike, if we were to set it up, would you like to see Olivia at the Coliseum again this Saturday for our tailgate? We'll set you up yeah. on a date.
What Hands
you
to yourself.
Hands to yourself date, and we'll see if you guys can just talk it out kind of thing. What do you think?
I mean,
he's scared of her.
I mean, I'm open to it. I just like without all the intense physical. I mean, you know, I'm okay with physical, but like,
slow
don't
down.
Bruise me. Right. I guess is my question yeah. or whatever.
Mike is fragile, Olivia.
See, I like that stuff though.
Olivia, do you think maybe you could treat Mike as a delicate flower, and maybe you guys can go on another date?
Yes.
What do you think?
Yes. Do it.
Yes, I can.
Yay.
Yay. Well, our badger.
I'll keep my hands to myself.
Okay.
Our badger tailgate is this Saturday from 9 to 11. We take on Illinois, and we're going to kick some butt, and you guys are going to have a wonderful date. Sound good?
Yes. Thank you.
Yes.
Yay. I don't know why I feel so soft right now. I don't know. It's like a soft way.